This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Beverly in San Diego, California. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Hank. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm just kind of confused here. I thought I was pretty sure I just got the reading Revelation, the 20th chapter. But I got a person telling me that you can die and still have a chance for salvation. If you die out of Christ, you still have a chance for salvation. And I'm really kind of confused because I was raised to think that, you know, if you die out of Christ, you have no other recourse.
The point is this, that those who live a life apart from Christ now are not going to want to be dragged into his presence in eternity. In other words, this is what they want now when God ratifies their choices. And Hebrews makes it clear that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment.
The judgment. Uh-huh.
So there is no gospel of the second chance in Scripture at all. And again, there's a reason for it, the reason that I just explained. Those that live apart from Christ here will wish to do that in eternity as well. Their hearts are hardened against the Savior and his message.
Well, that's what I was thinking because, I mean, this person is really someone I love dearly, and I know they love God dearly, but I'm really kind of, you know, shaken by that perception, you know, because I'm like, you know, that nullifies the cross, if you ask me.
Well, and I think that's right, and the beautiful thing that you're doing, Beverly, is you're testing what this person is saying in light of Scripture. I mean, this is the final court of arbitration. We can make up our own thoughts and ideas, but we need to test them in light of what God has already said. And it is very clear in Scripture that this is our opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life. This is the opportunity to say Jesus is Lord, not Caesar or the world is Lord. And if we don't take that opportunity in this life, we're not going to want to take that opportunity in the life to come either, which is to say that what we want now is indicative of what we want for all eternity.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.